Item 10, which is to consider and take action, possible action, effective January 1, to add CICERA staffing, to add a retirement services counselor position, a services technical position, data technology specialist, and establish a classification for information technology network engineer. And then item B is to amend attachment A of resolution 2022, providing salary and benefits for the unrepresented employees of CICERA. Gail, the floor is yours. Oh, I'm sorry, Jerry, how'd you hand up? You're on mute.
That was by consensus. I thought people voted that. Maybe they didn't.
Yeah, we muted.
I probably should wait for Gail's presentation first, but I had a comment on the first proposal already. So,
okay. All right. So Gail, the floor is yours.
Yes. So the following agenda item to this one is the board's consideration of the 2023 budget. Right. In preparation for the budget is a step that we do in that we look at current staffing levels. We look at the work to be completed in the upcoming and future years and determine if there's any staffing adjustments necessary. And so upon doing that, we found that there were some efficiencies that CICERA can be gained if there are some additional positions added. And so at this time, it's requested that a retirement service counselor position, a retirement services technician position, a data technology specialist position are added. And then also I wanted to talk for a minute about establishing a new classification. This would be in our information technology department, and it would be for a network security engineer. In my memo, it mentions network engineer. That was a typo. We left out security. In the amendment, in the attachment A of resolution 2022-1, it does indicate network security engineer. So that is correct. So I wanted to mention that. But basically, this new position would handle a number of the activities related to CICERA's networks, and ensuring that we have proper maintenance activities, all of the maintenance and performance items are handled relating to our networks. This would also include a number of activities around cybersecurity and making sure that we are doing what we need to do to continue to protect our IT assets. Is there any, I'll entertain any questions from the board at this time.
Jerry, yes.
Try this again. Given that that the highest priority of the organization is on the timely and accurate payment of retiree benefits and all the effort that people have put in, I was actually kind of surprised that there was a request for only one retirement services counselor and one retirement services technician position. Are you satisfied, Gail, that that's enough, or should we actually be considering more than one? One just didn't sound like enough.
Well, I think that, in light that we did add some this year as well. So it's not like we haven't added any in a while and then suddenly we're just adding one. I think that also there's a couple of things to keep in mind is that one, we are changing the way that we are processing retirements and the way that we use the workforce that we currently have. And so there's some different activities that are being moved around and changed to be able to have some shortened time periods of processing and also to improve the customer service that we're providing to members. And so from the requests that I've received from staff on this item, it's felt that only one additional counselor is needed at this time.
And just to restate the point you made to Jerry's question, we had at least one or two open counselor positions that we were able to fill that were open, though, that were not helping the system timeline, I guess I'll put it that way. So I think that's the reason for one and not more. Is that a fair summation, Gail?
I wasn't quite following your line of reasoning.
Well, I was saying that we've had open we've had open counseling positions that we hadn't filled, right? So we got those filled, but we're adding one in addition to that, but we're now at full strength on what we have, right?
Well, and we are recruiting for some other openings that we have as well. So yeah. So I think that, you know, the thought is that once all of the vacancies that we have are filled, and then with the addition of this additional counselor, that we should be in much better slate.
Okay, I'll take one last shot at it. And that is, I'm reluctant to set up a phantom compliment, but would it make any sense to approve two with the understanding that that's up to management's discretion as to whether or not that second one is filled, rather than having to come back to the board one position at a time when you hit another logjam?
That's an option that the board could consider.
But that's, am I correct that that's not reflected in the budget in item 11, right?
Correct.
So the budget that's in item 11 would reflect one new position in this area, right?
Yes, I mean, I'm sorry, not to answer for Gail, but that's my understanding that the budget is proposed with the expectation that those are the only positions that would be filled.
Well, I'm just saying, if you go to two, don't you have to augment the budget? I guess that's my backing into that one is what I'm really doing, right?
Yeah, I mean, you certainly would. You'd run an unfavorable if you filled that position during the year. I get that. But I'm just trying to figure out how we can provide at least consideration of the maximum flexibility we can provide to the staff so that not really if, but when there's another logjam that pops up somewhere that we have, the management has the capability at that point to push that lever without having to come back to the board one position at a time. I'm just looking for a method of making it somewhat more flexible and at management's discretion. Just a thought.
So, Gail, what do you think?
This is typically not a place that we are in where the board is asking for additional positions that aren't necessarily being requested at this time. But I think in light of, you know, this year's activities and what's ahead of us, if, you know, I think that we could probably make use of of another counselor. I mean, I think that we're always looking at, you know, the prudent use of funds and where it makes the most sense to spend those resources and what's actually needed. And so we really try and do a good job with that and presenting what we feel is needed. But I think for the additional flexibility to have a second counselor to potentially recruit and hire over the next 12 months, you know, that's not something that I would say no, never to.
Okay. So you're not opposed to that, because Jerry's suggesting that when the time comes for a motion that this should probably read add one and up to two retirement counselor positions or something to that effect, I think is what he's suggesting. Yeah. Okay. Any other thoughts or comments on the item in light of that discussion or otherwise? I'm not seeing any other hands up, and I should point out, Mike Sloan, you are voting. Donnie had informed me he had to leave at 11. So in that circumstance, when both Dennis and Donnie are missing, you are the voting member in that scenario. I have my little crib sheet that tells me that. So you're live for this vote. Karen, you have a question?
Yes, thank you. Just reflecting on Trustee Holcomb's comment and looking at the agenda item, just thinking about whether there was sufficient notice provided to the public that one more position would or could be added. Typically, we would want the agenda item to provide to the public an opportunity to understand what the item is that's being recommended, and especially when it comes to expenditure, to understand what that is so that the folks can understand what the what the action might be and what the cost might be. Bringing it up that it's possible that in order to go beyond what is being recommended and in the agenda packet, it may need to be more of a direction to staff to come back at a later time to make that request and put it on the agenda for an additional staff member to staff position to be created.
Well, I guess my reaction to that is that knife would cut the other way too. So if the inclination of the board was to eliminate that position because we had a strong feeling about it, the same kind of argument could be made. And I don't think our discretion would be limited in that way. I think we would be allowed to do that. So if we can disagree and cut somebody, we can respectfully disagree and add somebody. I think that's within our that to me, that it seems like that's within the board's discretion. The topic is adequately, I think, portrayed on the agenda as an action item or a possible action item, effective 1/1/23 to add a position. And, the suggestion, and I've heard no contrary one, is that that we add the flexibility to add a second position, understanding the monetary consequence and a budget adjustment as necessary. So, I mean, my gut is that we have that discretion to do that. I don't know that we'd have to bring that back. I'm happy to hear everybody else's point of view, but I'm comfortable if that becomes a motion and becomes a potential action that I feel comfortable doing it, but I understand the caution and what you're saying, but I think we have some discretion. I mean, I'm not going to speculate. If the agenda said something other than it did and was less specific about the subject matter and the various positions, I might be inclined to want to go that way. But I think it's it adequately imparts notice of what the proposed action is, and because it's an action item, we have discretion to modify that action, I think. That's my gut. Any other thoughts on that one way or the other, or feelings about it? Not seeing any.
I'm fine supporting that. I mean, again, I think people are on notice with sufficient specificity, which is the point of the Brown Act, that we are going to be discussing whether or not to hire a position. I think adding two instead of one shouldn't be a problem. If they wanted to comment on us hiring one, I don't know that it would matter if we said, no, we actually want to. So I'm fine with us moving in that direction.
All right, Rusty, I had your hand up.
Yeah, I'm reminded of the phrase, past performance is not indicative of future results. And I know the last couple years or so have been unusual in terms of the level of retirees. And going forward, I would anticipate that we'd see a tapering off there. We wouldn't see as high a level of retirees. Overall, I mean, our membership hasn't really changed, but the number of retirees proportion to that, you know, these last couple of years have been significant. But I mean, I felt good with the original request, knowing that we needed some help there. But I can support this amendment or suggestion Jerry's made, knowing that Gail will have the flexibility to use that second if she needs it. But I trust her judgment. And she asked for one, and I would think that we only need one for now, probably all going forward. I only need one more. But anyway, that's my suggestion.
Got it. Jerry?
I just like to make the recommendation then, or change the, make a motion to say that we add two retirement services counselor positions. That would be my modification to move the staff recommendations. And I agree with Rusty. I trust the management staff to decide they're not going to fill it without the need to see a reason to fill it. And so they have that discretion. So I would propose to move the recommendations with those minor changes, add two counselor positions.
So I'll make Gail's argument that she would like the flexibility to go up to two, but the way you're currently phrasing that motion, it would be to designate two and preordain that. So I, you know, to me, I'm happy to, hear everybody weigh in on this, but I think the thought was one for sure and up to two as needed, but that's really the CEO's call based on workflow and demand, right?
Yeah. So, I agree. But that's the same discretion that she has. We hear every year that there are positions that she hasn't been able to fill or has elected not to fill. Those are the kinds of discretionary judgments that we look to senior management to make. And I trust her to make that decision in this case too.
Well, but as I understood your motion, that's not a discretionary item. We're voting to add two, period, right? Isn't that what you are
moving? It's two approved positions, but that doesn't necessarily mean she's going to fill them both. I'm not trying to split hairs here, but it just means she has two approved positions. And if she only fills one, then she only fills one.
But they're both being funded. Regardless.
They're both being funded, right.
Yeah, okay. I agree.
Well, that's the motion. Is there a second?
Second.
All right. Got a motion, a second, and a third. So I'd say you have a motion. I probably was remiss previously, but so we have a motion and a second on the floor. Do we have any public comment on this item? I'm sorry, Mike, I see you had your hand up, but do we have any public comment on this item?
No.
All right. Thank you. Mike?
Just a question about if we approve the two, what's this going to do with our next item in approving the budget? Because the way I understand it, there's only one reflected in that budget.
Right. I think we're going to double that line item, I think is the short answer.
And if she doesn't fill it, she'll be able to come back with a positive budget variance.
She already does.
That's true. Good point.
All right. Is there any further discussion or thought on this item? You have a motion on the floor. Is this for 10A or was this for 10A and B, Jerry?
It's specific to 10A, but I took the recommendation as being two-part. I'd be happy to separate it if people want to have it separated.
No. I just wanted to make sure I understood what the motion was so that one, we knew what was before us, and two, the minutes accurately reflected. So
yeah, the motion would apply to both A and B, but with modifications to the language in A.
Got it. Perfect. All right. That's the motion. Seconder agrees?
Agreed.
All right. Excellent. All right. Motion and a second on the floor. Any further discussion on this item? And with no public comment, let us proceed to vote. And again, Mike, I lost Mike for a second. There he is. You are voting on this item, as I indicated. All right. On the motion, Anderson.
Aye.
Finley, I'm sorry. Pass that. Gordon, aye. Holcomb?
Aye.
Kroll?
Aye.
McDonald?
Aye.
Phillips?
Aye.
Watts?
Aye.
Wong?
Aye.
And Sloan?
Aye.
All right, that motion carries unanimously. Thank you. Interesting discussion. All good.